You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Frisco. This message was recorded on November 30th, 2022, and is titled Psalm 103. Grab your Bible, turn to the book of Psalms, and let's join Steve and the message.
You see, the prince of the air is kind of doing his thing around too. There's more than one voice in the earth. God didn't create a utopia, because in a utopia where there's no evil, there's no choice. I asked God one time, a long time ago, sitting in my barn, I'll never forget it, trying to minister to some people, and it was like banging my head on a brick wall, and I said, Lord, people are just dumb. I said, Lord, why don't you just make everybody like you? Won't you just make everybody get saved? Why you let everybody run around like a herd of idiots? He said, I gave him free will. And I said, God, I think that's a dumb idea. No, it's not. It's only through free will can a man find perfect love. And until you find that, you hadn't found anything. It's not that God so loved us. The second half of that is, what day did we so love him? I love him so much that I don't stand around singing all day with my hands up. I sing terrible. I love him so much that I like to walk back and forth to the barn with him. I like to get up and walk with him down to my office in the morning and see what he's going to tell me for coffee with the colonel. I think God likes having coffee with the colonel. I think he likes to feed. I think God really enjoys driving down the highway in the pickup and looking at everything that he created through my windshield. For some odd reason, I think he likes being with me. I'm getting a new appreciation for being with him. I look back on so many opportunities in my life that I missed. Some that I was too ignorant to do anything about. Some I was fearful. Some I couldn't figure out ahead of time, so I didn't do it. You know, if you figure it out ahead of time, that's really not faith. Where everything's laid out in front of you. Sometimes you got to just do stuff and see where it goes. But to understand that God's my Father and that he loves his children and his children's children. You see, when you think about that one, that changes Thanksgiving and Christmas and all the stuff that religion messes up. God loves my children. And my children, who are now his children, he loves their children. Think about that next time you're all piled up at the dining room table. He's our Father. He owns it all. It's all at his discretion. He's patient. He's slow to anger. He's rich in mercy. He speaks. And his children hear. And the opportunity is there, and it's a gift of God to walk out your life in a way that creates opportunity. See, to take on the likeness of our Father, we too create opportunity. Last line of the day, this is what I've done right here in Muleshoe for 20 years. It just took a little time out to create some opportunity. Some people have found a pathway in that opportunity. Some people have chosen something else. Some people couldn't see it. Some people couldn't hear it. I can't do anything about that. It's like Matthew 28. go and make disciples. You can't make anybody be anything. That word make means you create the atmosphere for. You create the opportunity. That opportunity was given one time by God when he opened the door. Revelation 3, a door that no man can open. Shut a door that no man can shut. When that curtain was rent in two when Jesus breathed his last, and the gateway to the heaven, the holy of holies, where all mankind could enter the throne room of grace and approach Jesus King, that door's open, and the kingdom stands. It will not be shaken, the door will not be shut. The opportunity's been given. Come or don't. Walk with God or don't. You're either the sheep of his pasture or you're a goat claiming to be a sheep. One of the two. We have to decide for ourselves today. No longer do I look for God to open doors in my life. God, open the door. Let me tell you today, that door's open. You know the door you can shut? Is the one on evil. Where the enemy wants to come in the camp. Shut the door. You don't want something to bite you in the hind end two generations down the road? Shut the door today. Shut the door. Don't crack the door. Shut the door. Lock the door. You've been given authority to lock the door. Shut the door. That door's been opened. He doesn't have to open it again. Nothing is impossible with God. All things are made available. The door's open. Now, you can live a Spirit-led life and hear the Father's voice. You don't have to, but you can. You just got to decide if you want to or not. Well, it's hard. Well, I don't get it. You know what? I just listened to a 13-year-old play the mandolin. Now, you give me that mandolin and ask me to play the same song. Yeah. Here in a minute, I'm going to beat something with that mandolin. Ain't going to happen. You know why? Because I hadn't tried yet. Tonight, God created a herd of big pile of opportunity. Bust through a lot of stuff tonight and walk into something really cool. People on the other side of that camera ain't never heard stuff like this before, some of them. It's the truth. Your Father loves you. He gave you the opportunity. Now, will you go trial and error and work at it like a 13-year-old playing the mandolin? Or do you just want to come to church once a week and rub the Jesus genie bottle and see if something happens? That won't work. He wants to walk with you. So, I'm done tonight. That's all I've got to say about that. This has been a really good month. You'd think 27 years later, you'd have so much figured out. And what I realized is 27 years later, I've come so far in 20 years. I look back, and 20 years ago, I thought I had it going on. You know what my hope is? 20 years from now, I look back on today and go, God, you were a moron. You didn't know nothing. To know there's that much more, 20 more years, that I could look back on today and go, oh, you didn't have near as much figured out as you thought you did. Growing in the Lord. Walking with God. It's an opportunity. Take it or not. So, let's pray. Lord, I just want to thank you for tonight. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Jesus, that you walk with us. Now, Lord, you know what we need before we even ask. That, Lord, not only do you hear us, but we can hear you. That, Lord, you create opportunity in our life every day, and all we have to do is just follow your lead and your direction. Choose what we know we're being told to do. So, Lord, today I just thank you for that, that this is personal. That, Lord, you are a personal God. That, Lord, it's not just about heaven and hell. This is about life today. For us, our children, our children's children. The epitome of freedom is the Spirit-led life. Lord, tonight we praise you for your life, death, and resurrection, and your Holy Spirit has brought life to our mortal bodies. Lord, there's many here tonight, and some here tonight, some listening, that might need prayer, need a special touch. There's some here tonight who have people in their lives that need a special touch, that need prayer, need help. God, did I pray they'll leave this place and go help them. Pray over them with faith. Reach out and touch someone. Direct our steps, God. You direct all that. So, Lord, we just, again, I just want to thank you. Bless you, Lord, for all the good gifts, including the gift of opportunity. In your mighty name, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. We're on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.